Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Luke 3, 15-17 and 21-22. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." You know, sometimes you just gotta wonder. You gotta wonder what was going through the heads of those Jewish people as they gathered together to watch John baptize. Do you think he could be. He might be. I mean, he seems like it. He seems like he's got all the qualifications. Seems like he's got it all worked out. I mean, he could really be. I mean, do you think he is actually, though? I mean, could he be the Messiah? I don't know, but he seems, I mean, it could be. This could be the guy. This could be the one. This could be the one who's going to liberate us, who's going to make us a great nation again, who will free us from the Romans. I mean, it could be, it seems like he's got it all there. And then suddenly, as if John can hear all these thoughts, he just turns and goes, "Actually, no, I'm not the Messiah. In fact, I am so far from the Messiah, it's not even funny. I am just a cog in the machine compared to him that is coming." And you can almost picture the results on the people's faces as they hear this, going, "Huh? What? Did he just say that? Did he? Are we seriously back to square one? Seriously? Oh no, this is not funny. This is not good. I need to lie down. This is just not cool." And you know, we look back at that today, 2,000 some years later, and we go, How could they have missed this? I mean, God's plan was unfolding, and if they had just listened and looked, they could have maybe seen this for themselves. But how often do we ourselves do this today? We think that we have got a situation figured out, or that we see God's intended, appropriate response to a situation we might find ourselves in. And then suddenly we find ourselves going, "Huh? Well, that wasn't what I was expecting." Take, for example, you know, we have these moments in our lives where it's like, "Wait, what do you mean? You want me to leave my job that I thought I was doing as my calling in life, and you want me to do what? To go back to school? In seminary? Excuse me? What?" Or, "What, God, I'm a nurse, and I'm doing great things. I'm caring for people, and I'm doing all these wonderful things for you, and why have you put this burden on me that I should be a missionary in Africa?" Or even down to the more trivial things, for those of us who are students, "God, what do you mean you want me to change my degree program? Are you serious? That's not what I had planned. It's not what that didn't seem like, I thought that you kind of made this clear to me before that this is what we were going to do. And this is how this is going to go. And you're changing the game on me now? What is this? What is this?" And it seems like both we and the Jewish people from John's day might do well to remember the old adage, "The Lord works in mysterious ways." So as we begin this new year, and for some of us, this new semester, let us commit to providing God the room and the space to work adequately, and to remember that we serve not just a creator God, but a creative God.